How Much Does God Care? By Peter Amsterdam.
I once heard three different people say three different but connected things within the span of a week, which got me thinking about God's interaction and participation in my life. One person said that he didn't know if God actually cares about what we do in our lives, and that he may not be interested in the choices we make beyond accepting salvation. That person felt that perhaps most of our choices don't matter to him, especially if they aren't significant choices. The second person said that he had listened to a podcast in which the speaker presented a position that God only intervenes in our lives after we have reached the limits of our means of finding his will, that he expects us to exhaust all available means and do everything we are able to do before he will intervene. The third person brought up the point of view that when God made the world, he was like a clockmaker who assembled and wound up the clock and then walked away, letting it run completely on its own. God did the initial work of creation, and he created the laws of nature, but from that point on, he has let things run themselves without further involvement or intervention. In the days that followed, I reflected on these comments. These outlooks disturbed me. Something inside me caused me to resist the thought that God didn't care or want to be involved in my life, or that, to get his attention, I had to work so hard at it that it barely seemed worth the trouble. If any of these three concepts are true, then what, beyond salvation, would I need God for? What good is he to me? In times of tumult, when I need help and direction, I need the confidence that I can get his guidance and not be wondering if he cares or will get involved, or how bad things have to become before he will do so. When I mulled over these three points of view, I was reminded that God has intervened in my life on several occasions in ways which made it clear to me that he is interested in the decisions I make. There was one time years ago when I had a dream which gave me the answer before I even knew the question. The dream preceded my being offered two different jobs within the few days that followed. The dream made it very clear which offer to take, and doing so put me on the direct path that led me to my major work for the Lord. There have been numerous times when I have sought the Lord's guidance and have received directions from Him. I have sought for solutions in prayer and found them. I've asked Him to give me answers, and He has, through speaking to me in prophecy, speaking to my heart, by reading his word, and through circumstances. He's given me clear counsel and direction which, when followed, has worked. I know from personal experience that God cares, that he is interested in me and intervenes in my life. Over and over again, in both Old and New Testaments, there are examples of God's interaction with man, his intervention in events, his giving guidance and counsel, direction or warning. The Bible explicitly states that we should look to God for guidance in our decision-making, and that if we do, he will give us direction. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. In the Psalms, David clearly showed that he believed in God's guidance when he prayed, "Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee." Jesus said that if we are in need, we should ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Jesus believed his Father would guide him in decisions, as evidenced when he selected the apostles from among his disciples. It was at this time that he went off to the mountain to pray, and he spent the whole night in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also named as apostles. It's evident from Scripture that God wants to and will interact with us if we want him to. Jesus also promised that once he physically left the earth, the Father would send the Holy Spirit to dwell in believers. He said that the Holy Spirit would live in us. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. If God is going to send his Spirit to dwell within me forever, then it stands to reason that he is interested in me as an individual, and in what I do, and the decisions I make. I would make the case that he's actually quite interested, and not just interested, but involved. I see plenty of evidence that God wants to be part of my life, to play an active role, even an interactive role. He and I are working together. His Spirit, dwelling within me, guiding my decision-making, helps me in my journey through life. In a number of Bible translations, the word counselor, used to describe the Holy Spirit, is rendered as helper. I like that image, God's Spirit being my helper. I love it that God is an active part of my life, that he is interested in me, in who I am and what I do. I'm so grateful that he didn't just wind me up and walk away, but that instead he gave me the means to interact with him through his word and his Spirit. I love it that his Spirit dwells within me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.